Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with Pella Boys head wrestling coach Jay Pike as we talk about the upcoming postseason meets. Coach, you've had kind of a unique layoff. There was a switch in how the dual schedule worked, and since you didn't qualify for duels, you haven't competed since our conference tournament. First of all, what has been new about this kind of extended layoff from competition, and what maybe have been some of the benefits of having this little time away before you head to the traditional tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I kind of like how we've done it. In years past, we've added competitions during this week to allow for one more kind of tune-up competition before districts. But this year, we opted to just kind of let our guys kind of recover and focus on just what we can do individually to improve in the room. And so that's been good. We've done a lot of that and trying to get in as ready as they can be to compete on Saturday.
Well, and you've had some pretty tough competition, including against some of the opponents that you'll see at the district site with a couple duels and the regular season. But let's go to the conference meet. Logan Bruxford, first of all, a headliner there. He became a three-time Little Hawkeye Conference champion. You had multiple guys who were in the top four in their weight classes with six pretty stout teams that I know all were getting ready for the postseason, especially with a team like Indianola that was the runner-up in 3A in your field, and Norwalk, who's going to likely send a bunch of guys to state. How did that conference meet get your guys ready for this postseason run? And again, a really fun day, I'm sure, among some of the best wrestlers in the state.
We are pretty fortunate. Our district or our conference is solid in the terms of wrestling, and everyone's got decent kids all the way through. But it's kind of nice to face after how we started the season with guys not quite to their weight class they needed to be at. Once everyone's down to weight, I mean, we wrestled extremely well, and to come home just behind third place was a pretty good finish for us. DCG, Norwalk, they're all going to have a great showing at Saturday at districts and then at the state tournament next week. And I think that just kind of goes to show the kind of conference that we're in, and that it doesn't matter how you start it. It's how you finish the season. And I think we're kind of peaking at the right time and getting that rolling in the right direction.
Well, and I think when you and I talked a couple times we have throughout the season and bumped into each other, a lot of the conversation has been this year would be so much more of a year of, hey, we're going to start in a certain point and really work towards elevating. Not that last year wasn't that way, but last year you had a ton of seniors who had all this experience coming in, some of whom had been on the cusp of state tournaments. This year you had a very new looking lineup because of that. How exciting has it been to watch the progress day to day and week to week, especially with some of your younger wrestlers and some maybe who have been waiting their turn because of the competition that you had at certain weight classes, and knowing there's a daunting challenge ahead. We'll talk about that in a minute. How excited are you just with the progress overall these last 2 to 3 months?
I'm extremely proud. I mean, our guys have come a long way since the beginning of the season. We kind of been challenging them all season to have people step up and be leaders. That's what our team really craved and needed somebody to step up and do. And we had several kids that jumped onto that and led by example kind of were vocal with it a little bit, which was nice. And but more than anything, I mean, yeah, we're just kind of a little inexperienced, and we're definitely not gonna out technique anybody on Saturday as far as someone that we weren't supposed to be, but we definitely are gonna out physical and have just a bigger will to win. Those are the two things that we can control, is our effort and our attitude that we give. And I think that's one of those things where our guys are really buying into it. And we just gotta have a bigger gas tank. And that's when a lot of guys win matches they probably weren't supposed to.
Here with Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella Boys wrestling team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we're checking in right before Saturday state qualifying meet at Carlisle. And then next week, the traditional tournament starting Wednesday and continuing through the following Saturday. And we'll talk about the teams then and then your roster to end. The field is stacked. Carlisle is a very good team. You got to see them near the end of your regular season in a dual meet. Obviously, Southeast Polk, anybody who's followed boys wrestling knows they're a juggernaut with a ton of transfers and all the above. They beat a really, really good Indianola team soundly, of course, in the dual championship in 3A. Valley has been in the rankings throughout the year. You've seen Newton several times, and they've got a couple guys, one for sure in the rankings at 106 with Kent Montgomery. This field is very daunting, and I know that you're focused on your guys, but talk about the challenge, the hurdles they're going to have to overcome, and how exciting it could be to see some guys really pull off some big upsets coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely excited. I think we probably have, I don't know, 12 guys that have a shot if they, There's definitely some weight classes that are pretty loaded and just have tough competition. But I think anything can happen on any given day. These kids are 16 to 18 years old and tie their shoes and strap on their headgear just like we do. And, it could be someone's not having a good day or they just come off losing a semifinal match that they thought they should have won. And, that can mess with the kid mentally, and that's when we can kind of take advantage of that take advantage of it, and things turn in our favor a little bit. And so that's kind of how we're approaching it, and we're working our tails off, just improving on little things, taking care of the details and practices, and cleaning things up so that we are ready to wrestle at the high level. But really, I mean, we could have a number of qualifiers. So just excited to see the opportunities that these guys have and how they handle it.
Well, and what's so unique about this roster is no doubt you especially want to make sure that Hunter and Logan have a great chance to get to state. But from there, the vast majority of your weight classes are freshmen and sophomores with a couple of juniors mixed in. So, you know, not to say that you're not focused and want to qualify this year, but regardless of what happens Saturday, how critical is it experience-wise for your team to be able to see a Southeast Polk, a Valley, a Carlisle again, knowing that, sure, you definitely want to be at state next week, and no doubt that you have confidence that's going to be the case, but even in the long haul, building the program long-term, there may be a lot of benefit Saturday just to seeing some of the best and those younger wrestlers. Again, you have so many sophomores and freshmen that are really going to get a chance to soak in some great experience and great matches.
Yeah, that's the bonus side of it. It's just, that's the kind of competition we want to compete against, you know, and we've over the past few years, we've really tried to revamp the schedule and challenge us, push us out of our comfort zones. Competing against those teams that are the high-level 3A programs, which, you know, that's what we want to get to. We want to compete against those schools because that's a school we want to be, you know, and we want to be a competition that people kind of have on the map and have to prepare for it. And, that's the signs of a good team, good program. And that's kind of what we've done. We've been able to see a lot of these teams. I think of the eight, we've seen five or six of them. So, it's just a good thing for everybody and another chance to go out there and maybe win a match that we didn't get the first time around. And that's okay. That's a sign of, you know, growing from where you came from.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. A very busy Saturday coming up, we hope, of course, weather permitting. With the district meet, it's up at Carlisle. A couple big schools there, of course. Pella hoping to play a little underdog role. Should be a lot of fun. That's head coach Jay Pike of the Pella Boys wrestling team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, I really appreciate your time, and I'm hopeful I'll get to see a big contingent of green and white next week in Des Moines at Wells Fargo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Our coaches have really stepped up and got these boys to a level they're ready to compete at, so I'm excited to see how it goes.